Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Greg's joining us. Greg.
Good morning.
Buddy, I feel we should be burying our heads in the sand.
Why? Are you talking fantasy football?
Oh, okay, good. I was a little concerned what was going on between the two of you.
I can see it. I can see it in his eyes.
Tammy, pretend you care about this conversation for just 1 second.
And everyone else, too, please.
Oh, you know what? Let's just see. I'll just think about, I don't know, maybe Ryan Reynolds or Matthew McConaughey.
But while you do that, I will do a little backstory here. Years ago, Greg and I, as if they were doing us a favor, were asked by the sports station down the hall if we would join their fantasy league.
Sure, fantasy football league, I get it.
The league in which Tony Gwynn Jr. is our commissioner.
And Name John's drop. Best friend, did Name you know drop. That?
San Diego baseball royalty, just throwing it out there.
And he's your best friend.
You show him the respect he deserves, please. Thank you. You call him Mr. Gwynn. Anyway, what I'm saying is while we were at the draft in person, we overheard somebody say, we're not going to let the country cowboys beat us.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. And we took that very personally.
Oh, well, yeah. I would. First of all, it's making it sound like it's a negative, like looking down on you.
Well, it doesn't make it sound. They were looking down on us. Right. So here's the deal. Greg and I decided to make that league our you-know-what. And we are two of the most successful teams to this day.
Every year in that league. Year after year.
Always in the playoffs. Okay. Always either winning it or in the playoffs getting money. We've owned this league.
I haven't really cared about any of this until you said that they made that country cowboys derogatory.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now I'm having an issue with it, and I'm glad you're kicking their butts.
How could anyone else understand sports in the building?
Unfortunately, that's where the bragging has to stop. Because we are also in a national fantasy football league made up of only air personalities across the country. Winner takes all. Money goes to charity. Greg and I are the two worst teams in this league. We are, it's not even close. It's at least brutal. Greg has 4 wins.
Yeah. I'm surprised I even have that many.
I got 1.
Yeah.
I have 1.
That's not good.
I have a 1-12 right. I've not won a game in 10 weeks.
So on one hand, you guys are big winners. And on the other hand, you're big losers. So, you're like Nashville. The Bars, winners and losers.
Winners
they're
and
right
losers.
Across the street
yeah.
from each other. Winners, losers, they're both good, right?
Yeah,
they're both good.
In this case, that's not the case.
No.
In this case, we're horrible. So, I don't know.
I'm trying to find a positive
I know.
Here.
You always do, Tammy. Love you for that, but there's no positive here. Oh, no, there is. Mm-hmm. I'm positive that we suck in this league.
I'm really sorry to the both of you.
I got 1 win. I got this many.
Better luck next year.